The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Joe Malloy of Off the Ball is with me now. Joe, the US PGA starts, what day is it today? Wednesday. Starts tomorrow. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. Major's always good. We have Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Tiger Woods in the same group.
Yes.
Thursday, Friday, that's not going to be terrible. So yeah, I'm excited. It's always a good thing when a major swings around.
Let's talk about Tiger then. Okay. Do we know what type of form Tiger's in?
Well, we last saw him at the Masters. I think this is Tiger's deal now. He will play the big tournaments. He will hobble off into the sunset and we'll see him at the next big tournament.
Which he literally did in Augusta.
I thought there was a degree of showmanship about that final limp.
Oh, do you think so? Like a kind of a kid who gets a bang on the shin and there's a bit of kind of performance goes into it.
Tiger's no fool. That's not to say his leg is not in a very serious state, of course. And he was asked by reporters at the start of the week, are you feeling stronger than you did at Augusta? He said, yes, absolutely. So this is a less arduous walk, although not an easy walk, but it's a less arduous walk than Augusta. We don't know, is the question. He was asked, you know, what were the ramifications of playing at Augusta, the consequences, and he said, oh, it was bad, I had to take the Monday off. And then he was back in the gym Tuesday. So again, it's a complete outsider Cinderella story. It's impossible for basically any other golfer other than Tiger. I mean, I'd be on the point of saying it's impossible for Tiger. But he's Tiger Woods, so you can't quite say that. I think if he makes the cut, it's another good achievement for him. He's playing no golf aside from the majors. This is a much bigger field as well. The Masters is this condensed 70, 80 person field. And he knows it like the back of his hand. Southern Hills is a big old brute of a golf course. Now, it should be said, the last time there was a US PGA there in 2007, pre-crash, it was a nice time. There were ministers on television telling us, you know, there'd be a soft landing, all this kind of thing. Tiger Woods was in his pomp. He won. And he won beautifully because what this golf course demands is precision iron play above all else is what we're hearing, precision iron play. And that's Tiger Woods. He's probably the greatest iron player of all time. But it's one of those, Kieran, where at the outset you have to say, well, he's 46 years old, playing with a broken body and not playing all that often. So what chance?
I mean, I want to move on because I don't want to get sucked into just Tiger, but one more question on him. I mean, when you say this is going to be the deal with Tiger indefinitely, just majors, like, is there any talk that, you know, this is just the beginning of a process that we'll see him play more often? No?
No, he gave a press conference towards the end of last year and he said, my days of playing the PGA Tour are over.
Kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, as you say, there was a bit of performance went into the limp. But at the same time, his body did kind of break down on television as you were watching. It just couldn't cope with the rigors of Augusta. It's going to be sad four times a year to watch Tiger slowly degrade over the course of 4 days, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's terribly sad when you watch him limping around and, life-changing injuries. That's how they've been described. And he'll never not have a limp. He did say around Augusta that the limp, although it looked like it was indicative of pain, it's just the way they fused his ankle and there's all kinds of metals and rods around his knee. So the limp is actually just something he's left with forever. It's okay. Not, oh, he's limping, he's in pain. This is just the nature of the injury. So it's really terrible for one of the great athletes, you know, certainly in golf, the definition of athleticism for a lot of his career, that he's in this state now. So yeah, it is sad. I think with Tiger, if you want to sum up this year, all roads, and it's been this way from the outset, point to St Andrews, the British Open in July, the last major of the year. He's won there twice. It's flat terrain. Distance is not what it's all about. It's about precision and know-how. So from the start of the year, and it certainly hasn't changed, everybody said, Tiger at St Andrews, that could be the one.
Yeah.
So I'll be very excited about Tiger. Well, that's when we talk about the British Open in July.
You'll be at it. You're excited.
I will actually. We'll be talking to Tiger at that one for sure, I hope.
Yeah. Well, look, I look forward to that as well. Let's talk about another part of that trio then who are playing together tomorrow. Rory McIlroy.
Rory.
Yeah. What sort of form is Rory in?
Better. Much better. When we talked, you were in Chicago?
Chicago, that's right.
Yeah. Rory was in no form then, ahead of the Masters, really. And it was looking not great. And he had this kind of spiritual awakening of sorts on the Sunday at Augusta, where he was, as is now customary with Rory, way too far back to challenge.
I know.
And then
people get angry. People are very defensive about Rory, but I don't follow it enough as much as you. It is a statement of fact to say he does reverse into the top 10 quite a bit, doesn't he?
He's a parody of himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable. Yeah, yeah, no, it's absolutely... Anyone who says he doesn't isn't watching golf. His first round score in majors over the last decade is so monumentally worse than the subsequent three rounds that there is something in it. I think it's pressure. But at Augusta Sunday, yes, he was way too far back. But you know what he did? He just played some of the best golf he's played in a long time on the Sunday, finished by holding a bunker shot, celebrated like he'd won the tournament. It was like, you know what I thought it was? It was a reminder to himself that, God, my ceiling is very high.
Yes.
If I play my best stuff, it's actually still good enough to beat pretty much everyone. Because this was the thing that was always said about Rory for a lot of his career. If Rory plays his best, he'll beat everyone. And I would say in the last couple of years, people have said, even if Rory plays his best, he may not beat everyone. But Sunday was a real moment of, oh, I found something here. And he took some very good form into the only other tournament he's played since Augusta, which was the Wells Fargo. And he was in contention on the Sunday, had a top five. So he's, to use the terrible phrase that people in golf use, he's trending.
Oh, they don't, do they? When did that start?
I'd say a couple of years ago.
Oh, so that, McElroy, that's awful.
McElroy's trending.
Don't do it, Joe.
He's trending.
Don't do it.
I tell you what, though. He's going to go out with Tiger, Jordan Spieth, who's going for the Grand Slam.
Yeah, how's Jordan trending?
Great. Jordan's trending,
Is he?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Jordan.
He missed the cut at the Masters, and we thought, oh, Jordan. And then he won a tournament, even though he was 60th in putting that week. It's unheard of to win a tournament when your putting is 60th. But he did. And then he finished second just last week. So that's trending.
Okay.
And of course, Jordan is hoping to join like this unbelievably select group of five or six players, which McIlroy is also trying to do via the Masters. Jordan needs to win the USPGA to complete the career Grand Slam, which is to say he will have won all of the four majors at some point in his career. Now, when Tiger was so bloody good, he did it four in a row. That's the Tiger Slam. So Spieth is something to do with the Grand Slam. There's going to be a lot of wattage in that group. Tiger, McIlroy, Spieth. So that's why I'm like, oh, Rory, just keep it together, man, in the first round. Just don't blow the whole thing up and then finish.
You suspect that's exactly word for word what he's saying in his own head. He stands up on the first tee.
He's not unaware.
Oh, Rory, keep it together. Just don't blow it up.
He's not unaware of it.
Yeah,
you know,
he
gets asked about it every week.
Yeah. Listen, then, just very briefly, beyond, we've kind of got focused in on that group. As you said, there will be a lot of wattage around it. Yeah. Anyone else we should look out for?
Well, it'd be remiss of us to, at some stage, not mention Scottie Scheffler.
Well, yeah, he did win the Masters.
We can't keep ignoring Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler had never won a tournament before this year. Really good player, was on the Ryder Cup last year, but hadn't won a tournament. Everyone said, oh, Scotty's going to win soon. He then went out and played some of the most amazing golf you've seen ahead of the Masters, won a bunch of tournaments. And then at Augusta, people said, well, probably not going to win the Masters.
He's just so beige.
Incredibly beige. Like, he's not a good world number one for golf.
No, no, terrible.
Like, nobody is like, oh, Scotty's on. Let's turn on the TV and watch Scottie Scheffler shoot a 74, you know. But he went out, in fairness to him, because that's a bit disrespectful. He did go out and he won the Masters. You know, he was in tears on the Sunday morning, in tears. And his wife had to say, get out there, do it, you can do it. And he did. And so, again, now building up to the USPGA, there's a sense of, well, world number one, Masters champion, can we show this guy some respect? He's joint favourite with John Rahm.
All right. Okay. I look forward to it. Joe Malloy of Off the Ball. You can listen to Joe and the rest of the gang, as usual, at 7 o'clock.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Can we ever be certain what roads our choices will put us on? In 2018, Toyota cut through the confusion, completely ceasing production of diesel passenger cars, becoming the global leader in hybrid electric battery innovation, lowering harmful emissions, and providing certainty for Irish drivers. Now, 9 out of every 10 cars we sell are hybrid electric, making Toyota Ireland's best-selling car brand in 2021 and 2022. You'll never take a wrong turn with Toyota. Built for a better world. Best-selling claim based on most recent monthly figures.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.